Well, good morning. I didn't know they were going to throw the whole schedule off just so I could say something today. I probably would have been a little bit reluctant because, are you still going to do a talk, Nathan? Or? Okay, well, I'll make mine short then. He told me what I needed to know. Well, first off, I want to say that hopefully, and I understand mourning and grief, that's part of the process, but hopefully if I see any tears from anybody here for me, I want it to be tears of joy. And you may say, well, why do you say that? If most of you probably know that I've been diagnosed with pancreas cancer, and they don't really know exactly when. Some say that it may be 3 months, some say it may be 6 months, or whatever. But I have chosen up to this point not to do chemotherapy because I wanted quality instead of longevity, and because I'm going to have eternity on the other side. I mean, you understand that, right? Who in here believes that what Jesus says is true? Raise your hand. Okay, so I have accepted Christ as my personal Savior. I believe wholeheartedly, without a doubt in my mind, that He exists today. How many of y'all think I'm going to be in heaven after I die? Hey, so how many of you going to come see me? You know, and that's the thing, is that I walked up to the person that I was working with at Carpet One, and he wanted to know what the news was, and I told him. Oh, anyway, he said, the guy that I work with, I told him what the news was. I said, well, prognosis isn't good. They said I'm dying. And he said, I don't mean to steal your thunder, but we're all dying. You know, and it kind of caught me off guard, but it gave me a perspective that has been slowly building in my life, is that we all have a destiny. Some of us know, a lot of us don't know. You know, when Faye was in the hospital and it was toward the end of his days, he probably knew, others probably knew around him. I've sat with a lot of people up at the VA as they passed, and I knew, you know, sometimes a couple of weeks before they passed. And so some of us know, and in a way, I kind of think that's a blessing. You know, it's perspective. It's how you look at it. You know, I have cried for myself because I'm thinking, oh, I needed more time to do what? You know, and by whose standards, and by whose clock? You know, you've heard that 1,000 years is as a day, and a day is 1,000 years to the Lord. Well, from what I understand is that when I get to heaven, it may seem like 5 minutes to me, and I'm going to turn around, I'm going to see one of you there. But I'll be there to greet you. And so here, time passes pretty quick. If you know, or over 50, you probably know that. Some of you, if you're over 35 or 40, you know that. You look back and you say, what happened the last 5 or 10 years? And I was looking at what kind of legacy am I leaving? And you're always full of what ifs. Everybody has the what ifs. And I think we all have those. And we all have some regrets and that sort of thing. You know, but I thought, what defines a person? You know, you ask yourself a lot of questions whenever it gets down to the end. You say, well, what defines a person? And in a lot of ways, it's how they live their life. You know, it's how they live their life, and you can see that as a testament to the people that show up at their funeral, for example. And but one thing I thought about, one thing I wanted to put in perspective, and you know, it brought joy to me when I thought about this, is that I want to go out honoring God by sharing the good news. I want to go out by giving people encouragement. And if they see the faith that I have, then why can't they have the same kind of faith? You know, because this isn't the end. This is like graduating. This is what I've told them down at the VA several times. I said, this is like graduating from University of Life. And we get to spend eternity on the other side. Can you imagine if we spent, oh, let's say 9/10 of eternity here and only 1/10 of it there with God? we'd really feel like we were getting cheated then. So then it makes you wonder, well, how long do we want to stay here? I thought it was a foregone conclusion because of the way I ate. You know, I haven't had a soda pop in probably 6 or 7 years. I don't drink alcohol. I eat the right kind of foods. I take supplements. I'm here to tell you, I don't care what you do. You know, you can head off maybe type 2 diabetes and you can take care of your health. That's true. But you never know when it's going to be your day. You never know. So don't live each day carelessly, but live it to the fullest, honoring God. And I want to read something to you. This is what you wonder, what kind of legacy are you leaving? And me and Kay befriended a waitress up at Western Sizzlin'. And I went in, you know, not too long after I found out, you know, we told her, and she knew my mother as well, so my mother had a chance to spoil her a little bit, and so she got to know my mother, and then she got to know us, and she was pretty upset after we told her, you know, what was going to happen, and later that afternoon, she sent me a text, and this will be the conclusion of what I'm going to tell you, and as you hear this and you think about this, I want you to understand just a couple. I mean, I got so many things I'd like to tell you that I'm going to have time individually because I've stopped work already. And I wanted to spend the rest of my time visiting people within the congregation, trying to encourage them. And then also going down to the VA and trying to encourage the people there. You know, it's not over till God says it's time to come home. And he's given me some parameters. But it's really still up to him. Well, let me say this before I read this too, is that if you pray for me, pray that God's will be done. Because when you hear the description of heaven and how great it is, and somebody says, pack your bags, you know, you're getting ready to go, and then somebody else says, 50 people come up to you and said, no, you're not going yet, you're going to have to wait 20 more years. I'd be pretty upset at them, in a way. You know, so think about that. Pray that God's will be done. And if it's his will for me to go, then I'll go. And if it's his will for me to be healed, I'm not going to have chemotherapy to be healed. You know, people say, you know, well, it's God guided the hand of that surgeon. I believe that's 100% true that happens. But if for some reason I'm healed, it's going to be solely on prayer and God's will. And people are going to know that without a shadow of a doubt. But if this time next year, if I'm not standing up here, I want you to remember what I said. Okay, so let me read this to you real quick. It says, Richard, I've been thinking of you all day today. I'm sorry I can't express my feelings to you personally because I'm an ugly crier. It says, and when I care for someone, I care with my whole heart. You taught me a lot in my life, not just as a customer or a friend, but you've also changed my way of thinking and my views on life and my faith with God. You are a remarkable man, and I've been so blessed to have met you and be a part of your family as my own. I love you all the more than you know, and I pray for God to take care of my selfishness and to take care of you more than anything, whether it be here on earth or in heaven. It says, thank you for all your help you've given me with camera, comma, pictures, comma, my walk with God, comma, everything, explanation mark. It says, thank you. I am always praying for you. Stay strong. So pray for strength for me to be able to take this walk. And I'll see you on the other side.